So you want to think about things that are going to be shelf stable, which means that they don't have to be either be heated or refrigerated. They're fine to eat. And your kids may or may not have a place to refrigerate their lunch. So that's going to also be important. So you want to choose some foods that aren't going to taste awful if they get somewhat heated, just by sitting out. And, you know, if they're refrigerated, all the better. And lunch is also another great time to make sure that your kids are getting enough whole grains. So you could choose, for example, whole grain crackers. I know that some of the little kids in our family happen to love whole grain, Goldfish. And then you can now get individual containers of hummus and guacamole and other little dips that are just right for a child. They won't eat too much, and you're not going to have a lot of food waste. So that's a good thing. Sandwiches, obviously, a really go-to for most moms and dads to fix for their kids. So one of the sandwiches I love is nut butter, and it could be raisins or other dried fruit, or it could be bananas. And if you get the kids involved, then, you know, they're more likely to also eat what you're offering them. And don't forget, too, that we now have cheese sticks, and those are often shelf stable. And if you really want to get fancy, I like these little bento boxes where you have little things. They're a Japanese origin, but they're beautiful. And you can put things in like hard-boiled eggs or deviled eggs, or one of my favorites is ants on a stick that kids like. And it's actually celery that can be filled with some kind of a cheese. It could be a low-fat cream cheese or another cheese that your kids like. And then you put raisins or craisins or other dried fruit on top, and it looks like ants on a stick. So,
let's talk about some healthy options for meals on the go while we're traveling this summer.
Yeah, and a lot of us are going to be traveling this summer. So whether you're in the car or you're on a plane, you want to make sure that you've got bottled water, which could fit in the doors easily. There are a lot of things like Lara bars or granola bars that can be just really good snack packs. I love the 100-calorie packs of pretzels and crackers. You can get 100 calories of pistachios. So you really want to think kind of sweet and savory. And of course, fresh fruit is always a good thing if you can have it in a place where it's going to stay somewhat cool. You can also take along, these days, we can get individual packets of chicken and tuna, and they're flavored and they're really delicious. And you could bring little packets of mayo or mayonnaise and really make your own little salad while you're on the go. Trail mix is good. There are all kinds of jerky. So there's salmon and beef and chicken. So, and shelf stable rice and beans. So basically there's, the sky's the limit.
And all of those meats and mayo, they don't need to be chilled?
None of those things need to be chilled when they're not opened. Once they're open, then you want to do that. And I also think it's a good idea just to have a couple of nice treats. So maybe you have a couple of single serving chocolate bars, just the really little ones, or a chocolate kiss or fruit roll up to make the trip go a little easier.